Tundalea Allen, and you're listening to Queen of the Minivan Podcast. Listen in for inspiration, optimism, and humor for lovely days, bad days, and everything between. Spend some time with the real, not-so-squeaky-clean Christian wife, mother, and author with opinions today.
Hello, beautiful people. I hope you're doing well. I hope January so far is being good to you. January 2022 is being good to you. I hope you're being good to yourself. I'd like to talk to you about a revelation. I've been trying to think of the best word to use. A revelation that I experienced over the last 4 or 5 days. I've been dealing with a particular issue in my body. I have uterine fibroids, and they are wreaking havoc in my life at this point. The whole wait and watch, thing is not working. They're not getting better. And I found myself stressing and struggling with the solution. And, doctors say, just have a hysterectomy. Okay, so guys, if there are any guys listening, this might be too much information for you. So you may not want to listen. But I just found myself struggling with, which way to go and ending up frazzled about it. And, hysterectomy, the other options, you got myomectomy, you've got uterine fibroid embolization, you have uterine artery embolization, UAE, UFE, myomectomy, uterine ablation. There's so many different things that can be done. And at the moment, all of those things seem to be out of reach. You've got because this is not a, cheap procedure. And I wouldn't want to go cheap with something like that. I want the best if I'm going to have anything done. Especially if I have to be put under, I want to get the best care there possibly is. And it dawned on me that God is the best care there possibly is. I've been praying over this situation for more than a year and a half, maybe 2 years now, because I've been dealing with it for years. And at first I was thinking maybe I'll just go, it'll be fine because I'll be going through menopause soon, but I'll be turning 46 in about a month, and menopause is nowhere in sight so far. So that can't be what I hope for, because this thing is causing me trouble every month. I'm hemorrhaging like for 24 hours every cycle, and like getting to that point of feeling like death is at my door. But God is the answer. If he wanted me to have the procedure right now, he'd provide a way for me to get it done. And his word, it lets me know. And I've experienced his healing power in my life. I've experienced and wasn't looking for anything or anyone or any entity or any procedure for the answers before. When my baby was in the NICU, she was in the hospital being cared for them, but every prayer, every hope was pointed towards heaven, pointed towards God. I knew I had faith that God would heal my baby's body. When my husband was sick last year, and to the point where we did not know if he was going to live, when with the gastroparesis and the gastric outlet obstruction, we did not know if he was going to make it. And all of my thoughts, all of my prayers, all of my concerns were toward heaven. Yes, the doctors could do something, but the doctors could only do so much. It was still up to the Lord to heal his body. And that's what I want to say to anyone who feels hopeless, anyone who's going through anything in their body, that God has you. If you would just believe and say it out loud, that you are healed by your faith. You are healed by Jesus' stripes. You are healed. Just say it and believe it. And even if you're not walking in it right now and you don't see the evidence of the healing right now, continue to believe that you belong to the Lord. You are His child. He wants you to be well. He wants to give you the best that there is. And sometimes the healing comes immediately. And sometimes the healing comes over time. And sometimes He uses doctors, the hands of doctors, to make things better. But whatever way He chooses, just calm yourself, because that's what I had to do. Calm yourself. Quiet your spirit. Focus on Him. Have a conversation with the Lord and let Him guide you through whatever storm, whatever situation you are experiencing right now. I'm hoping all the best for you. I want to thank you for taking time to spend with me. Until next time, blessings and love. If you like today's episode and you enjoy a good read, check out my books, Honey and My Tea, Knockout Rose, or What You Broke Ass. You can find them all on Amazon. Looking for a unique gift idea? Check out my website, queenofaminivan.com. Thank you for your support.